The Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Today's topic, adaptive communication skills. We received a call one day from a large international company who wanted us to come in to talk about our presentation skills training programs for some of their management team. We assumed it had a lot to do with their high-stakes sales process. As companies call higher and higher in organizations today, the stakes become greater for telling the right kind of story at the right time and in the right kind of way. There is not a second call presentation without a very effective first call presentation. Well, we arrived at their location, and Fred and I were directed to a boardroom where three of their managers were seated. These folks were charged with the organizational development of this billion-dollar company and didn't waste much time getting to the nature of the challenge they faced. Much to our surprise, the issue had nothing at all to do with the sales process. Here's how the story unfolded. Their company is a technology company, and because of that, they have many engineering types who have worked their way up through the management ranks. These are extremely bright people who have an amazing grasp of the product lines they represented, but here was the challenge. Each quarter, these individuals would need to present to the senior executive leadership team, giving them an update on product development issues, sales, marketing efforts, product forecasts, and other things for the next 6 months. These high analytical types only had 30 minutes to summarize and distill out key points for the executive team, as well as leave a little bit of time for Q&A. For some, these reporting sessions were not going well at all. Here's how the organizational development people described the struggles they were having. The first thing, instead of coming prepared to deliver a summary message, they entered those meetings with 30 to 35 PowerPoint slides full of hundreds of bullet points and charts, two or three times what was needed to fill their 30-minute executive review. The second thing that was noticed is these former engineers thought in terms of details, process, and a lot of minutia. The executive team wanted high-level summary, succinct talking points, and options to consider. This unfortunate mismatch of styles was not only impairing management's ability to get the information they needed, but also was becoming a career-limiting situation for some of the managers. Whether we're trying to coach an employee, report to management, or trying to read a customer or prospect, there are four basic behavioral styles we will encounter in life, and they each have a unique way they process information, make decisions, respond to influence, value teamwork, and other important areas of distinction. There are many tools that give you tangible handles on these styles, like Myers-Briggs or Wilson Learning or others, but for the purposes of this coaching session, we will be using one of the most common and easy to define, DISC. Whatever tool you're accustomed to, there's a common mistake most people make after becoming style aware. The individual taking the test certainly learns a lot about themselves, but unfortunately that becomes the sole focus of their experience. They do understand themselves better, but still struggle with communicating with anyone not like themselves. Please understand this important point. If there's a benefit to understanding the implications of each communication style, it's in discerning the unique receptors each has so we can better tune how we communicate our important messages, especially to people who are not like us. That's the real payoff of this training. This Pod Coach session will help you quickly identify the four basic styles and give you some good general descriptive handles to facilitate this discussion. Also, we'll get real practical and give you tested insight into how to adapt your native style so others will more clearly get your message, assimilate the key points, and take the appropriate action. Now, when we're meeting somebody for the first time, we can't very well say, by the way, could you take this paper test? I'll grade it and I'll get back to you in about a week. Doesn't quite work that way. We have to use a cognitive process for developing a working hypothesis for someone else's style. Please understand, there are over 20 unique blends of these styles, but the primary style will give you some important clues. When meeting someone for the first time, consider a horizontal axis and ask this question. Are they more task-oriented on the left side of the axis, or more people-oriented on the right? On the left side, the task-oriented folks think in terms of getting things done and productivity and facts. On the right side, the people-oriented folks are talking about people issues, team building, emphasis of relationship over tasks. Now consider a vertical axis and ask, are they outgoing on the top side, or are they reserved and more discerning on the bottom side? On the top side, the outgoing people are decisive, energetic, and may be perceived as extroverts. On the bottom side, these reserved people think before they talk, are very deliberate and measured in their responses. They are often perceived as introverts, but that doesn't necessarily mean they are. Okay, now consider the four quadrants we've just created. The upper left quadrant folks are the task-oriented, outgoing folks. We call them drivers or high D personalities. You've met these folks before, I'm sure. The upper right quadrant folks are the people-oriented, outgoing folks. We call them influencers or high I personalities. The bottom left quadrant folks are the task-oriented, reserved people. We call them the conscientious folks or the high analyticals, high C personalities. And finally, the lower right quadrant folks are the people-oriented, reserved individuals. We call them the steadies or high S personalities. Here are some deeper observations about each style. The high D driver personalities are results-oriented, authoritative, and direct, but they can be too blunt, not good listeners, and can dominate meetings or discussions. The high I influencers are enthusiastic, talkative, inspiring, persuasive, but on the downside can oversell ideas, be unprepared, they dislike details, and can be a little too agreeable. Then we have the high S steady personalities. These folks are very trustworthy, patient, good listeners, and are very loyal, very team-oriented. But they can avoid conflict, be slow to change, be too yielding, and maybe even hold grudges. Finally, the high C conscientious analyticals are thorough, objective, logical, very detail-oriented, but can be insensitive, too cautious, can be perfectionists and hold very high standards for themselves, but also for others. If you didn't get all these characteristics, play this back and write them down. This is important stuff to know. Okay, now that you have a better handle on the four basic styles, the drivers, the influencers, the steadies, and the conscientious analyticals, why should this matter to you? How does it practically affect how you communicate to these other people? Well, let's put it this way. If you grasp the important points I'm about to make, it can be a powerful vehicle for understanding how to communicate in a way that more effectively moves them through the decision-making process while giving you the greatest amount of personal influence. You ready? Here goes. High D drivers, when presenting to them or communicating with them, they desire control. Give them succinct options. Be efficient with your time. And be prepared to answer the what question. Be on time and stick to business. A couple key points. Focus on results and impact. Minimize the detail. Lose the busy or playful PowerPoint. They don't care about that. Be prepared to back up your claims. Be credible, confident, look them in the eye when you communicate with them. And be ready to close at any time. These are the individuals that say, you know what, can you wrap things up early? I've got another meeting to go to. When presenting or communicating with the high I influencers, they desire recognition. Be interesting and passionate. Be prepared to answer the who question. Here are a couple other important points to know. Emphasize personal stories versus just facts and details. Stress leading edge innovation. Testimonials and case studies of success are important to them. Be passionate and interesting. The relationship with them is more important than the deal. When presenting to or communicating with the high-S steady personalities, they desire approval. Give them assurances through change. Change is difficult for them and be cooperative. Here are a couple points to remember. Provide performance guarantees. They are more inclined to partner. They appreciate the relationship part, but they need reassurance through change. Don't force the decision-making process. Maintain a friendly, open environment. And remember, with the high S steady personalities, honesty and integrity above all else. If they sense a hard sell, you're done. Finally, when presenting to or communicating with the high C conscientious analytical types, they desire genuine respect, and they need evidence and will ask the question, how? Here are some key points to remember. Avoid arrogance and cockiness. They have no time for the superficial. Provide a depth of tangible evidence. Be prepared to go into the details, the process, all the minutiae that may not be important to you, they want to know about. Don't force the decision-making process. It will cause them to entrench in their own belief systems and slow the process way down. Provide time to discuss details. You may need to schedule a number of follow-up meetings for them, but they are only going to move as fast through the process as they can assimilate the information. The sale, if there is one, is more of a process than it is a date on the calendar. And finally, too much choice or stress slows the decision-making process down with them to a crawl. Make the process thorough, progressive, and clean. This session contains a lot of important information and is one of the most essential insights for negotiating, selling, coaching, or team building. Distinction offers workshops that help organizations better shape their important messages to get through to this ever-present set of filters. Well, that's it for today. We'll be taking a deeper dive into the four basic styles in a later session. Stay tuned for more presentation tips from Distinction Communication.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com.